The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Strap yourself down and get ready to titter with laughter. It's the Nate Darling Show with Diana Hong, Kareem Daniels, and Christiana D. And now, the Grandmaster of Guffaw. Here's Nate.
You know, most of the people in that intro aren't here. At least half of them. Hi, Diana.
But I'm here. What's up?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, because I'm a trooper.
You are.
I can't. I got drunk, but I was like, you know what? I'm still going to the podcast.
You're a trooper for this week.
Mm-hmm.
In the next couple weeks,
you know what?
Stuff
I got to make that paper so I can come in.
Hey, that's
with
why
this.
That's why there's four hosts on this show.
Exactly. We're allowed to have lives after this.
Yeah, Kareem's a little under the weather. Christiana's a little under the world, and we're here. Got a couple special guests. We'll get to those in a second. Coming up on the show today, there is a tax situation. Yeah, situation. Derek Jeter is done. We'll recap that. The people on Fox News say stupid things.
That's yeah. Not new.
It's not.
I want to give Republicans a chance, but then Fox News happens, and I'm like, no.
This is not a Republican thing. This will make you hate men even more.
That's possible?
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you had the whole penis thing against you from the get.
It's
so
true.
Past that
These guys don't help. But first, Diana, how you been?
I've been good. Wait, did I talk about this last time how I went to a burlesque show?
No. No, you did not.
So my friend, I do comedy for the Bodacious Bombshells. They're a local troupe and burlesque troupe in town. And my friend Robert Berry was performing that night. And so I went, obviously not burlesque, but comedy. Check him out if you haven't heard of him.
I don't want to see Robert Berry do burlesque.
Robert, if you're listening to this, I want to see you do burlesque. But anyway, I went over to support him and... I did the show before this one, so a lot of people recognized me, and they came up to me, and I guess I talked to this one guy, because Robert went to the bathroom, came back, and was like, hey, I just ran into a guy in the bathroom that said he just met you, and apparently you just went, hi, my name is Diana, I'm gay. And if anyone knows me, I have never done that in my life. So basically, this dude thought he had a chance with me because whenever I meet people, I talk to them for like good 5 to 10 minutes to like, you know, be polite, get to know them. Because I'm like, anyone that's willing to talk to me obviously is a nice person, except for this douchebag. Because I'll talk to him for 5 to 10 minutes. I don't even know who this guy was, but like, I'm pretty sure it was at least 5 minutes. So I introduced myself. He ignored 5 minutes of conversation, and all he heard at the end of it was, oh, she's gay, I'm not getting laid. And then went up to my friend and said that that's how I introduced myself.
Okay.
So, not liking dudes. So when you're saying...
So he cut through all of the lead up and just went to the... He went right for the closer.
This is why, like, when women, like, make fun of guys about being douchebags and all they think about is sex, like... This is a prime example. I was giving you guys a shot because a lot of my close friends are guys, like,
right.
Or lesbians, so they're like dudes. So it's the same.
It's
like,
not the same.
Kind of. They're just as oblivious going on the thing. But I've never had that happen to me before where someone was straight up like, oh, like, hi, my name is Diana, I'm gay. Like, I've never done that. So unless you whip your dick out, that's not the first thing I'm going to fucking say to you.
Let me clear something up for you. If it's the other way around and it's a woman talking to a man and somewhere in the conversation he says, I live at home with my parents and I'm unemployed, what's she going to say when she goes back? Oh, I met your friend. They live with their parents and they're unemployed. It's just about what you're interested in.
Well, that's true. But like when I meet people, I want to get to know them before
whether it's
I judge
the green,
them.
Whether it's the green or the pink, it's about what you're interested in, baby.
The pink. Oh, ew. I just got that. That was dirty.
Yeah, it was.
No, but like when I meet people, I'm like interested into like being, I'm just being polite and I ignore everything you say.
Sure.
Because more than likely when I meet you, male or female, I'm not trying to sleep with you. Because I just don't have that much energy. And so...
It's too much work.
It's too much work. So for him, like, I don't know. I get it. But at the same time, if a woman was to go up to a guy and say, you know, that whole thing happened. And she walked away from that. And the only reason she went up to go sleep with him... you should, regardless of where he lives, if you have your own place, you guys should still fuck and then just leave it at that. Obviously, you don't want to date him. It turns from, I want to sleep with you to dating. Like, or sorry, I want to sleep with you to like make it one hit wonder kind of thing. There was never like, you don't see a person, you're like, I want to date you. Every time you see a person attractive, you're going to go up to fuck them. So whether or not they live with their parents or if they're gay, no, that would obviously be a killer. Never mind. If they live with their parents, it shouldn't matter. Do you get what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Right. You're saying gay people don't live with their parents because they've shamed the whole family and been thrown out?
Okay. That happened once, twice.
Okay. That's happened. That's happened. Diana, that's happened millions of times to millions of gay people.
So well, I'm saying personally for me, but now I'm back home with my parents. So it's the same. But I'm saying like your intention to go talk to someone is to sleep with them, right. Not to date them.
No. It may be, but it also you also leave open the opportunity of, oh, let me see what's going on with this. And there's still the whole thing of, you know, there was a survey that just came out last week. And it was the one thing that guys need to have above all else is a job. That's the thing that women look for more than anything else in a guy. More than sense of humor, more than physical attractiveness. It's having a job. So I don't know what that says.
That says that that's why ugly guys can still get really attractive girls. I'm just saying it's a lot harder.
We have to have a really good job.
You know what? It's true. And then there's like a fucking story going around that's like, yeah, guys with bellies make better lovers and shit. And I'm just like, I'm not trying to find any of that out.
I saw that headline and I'm like, you know what? That's just clickbait. That's just clickbait for fat dudes.
I still haven't clicked. I still have not clicked because I'm just like, that's not a picture I want enlarged.
You're afraid that you're going to find out something that's going to turn you back to the man?
You know, I'm sad I lost my gold star, but I'm glad I did because after that experience and I saw that, I was like, wow, that's what straight girls deal with. And that's really unattractive. And they put that in their mouth. That's disgusting. That is gross.
I think it's beautiful.
I take tequila shots. That's all I put in my mouth.
You know, tequila shots often lead to that, too.
No, they do.
It's true.
No, that was 151 that led to that night. Okay, that's a whole nother.
Oh, in your case. Okay.
Yeah, in my case, it was 151. Okay. At least my shit was valid.
Fair enough. That was good. We'll talk about me going to Oakland to a concert and a little bit later on the show.
Since we're talking about guys, you want
to... No. I want to move on to something else, and we'll talk about ourselves a little bit later. I was going around surfing the internet for some stuff, and I found this very interesting video from I forget her name here. I got to find it. Lacey Green, and she's a sex education activist on YouTube. Because YouTube's a whole thing. There's like YouTube celebrities, and she refers to the YouTube community. But there is a YouTube personality named Sam Pepper that she calls out for, amongst other things, his video, Fake Hand Ass Pinch Prank. He's facing some additional sexual harassment accusations, some of which allegedly occurred off camera. She basically spoke out, did a 7-minute video. Almost 8-minute video about it, asking him to please stop violating women and making them uncomfortable on the street for views. And she took some of his videos, you know, just in terms of fair use to demonstrate what she's talking about. And it's pretty disgusting what this asshat is doing. And he's not the only one doing it. What she says is, I started to get letters from young women who were allegedly groped and harassed at music festivals, conferences, meetups. There were tons of stories. Another woman told me of a time he invited her to crash at his place and then threatened to kick her out on the street if she wouldn't get sexual with him. Then 3 more women came forward with very serious allegations. She said, I tried to find a way to bring these instances to light, but for now, I'm not in the legal position to give details of those accounts. She continues, they may press charges. The prank shows him groping women's butts with a prosthetic hand. But that's still not okay. Just because it's not a real hand, it's not okay to just go up and start grabbing women's asses. That's innocent enough if you're like 10 and you don't know any better. But if you're a grown man, you got to know better than that.
I feel like 10's still a little old.
Well, either
way. Like, someone should have taught you a lot. Actually, that's not okay ever. Because by the time you can still grab people's asses and get away with it, it's probably around the age of 2. And when you're 2 years old, you probably shouldn't. You probably don't know the difference between a real hand and a prosthetic hand.
Or you're wearing a diaper.
That all.
I think your age might be a little bit off. Either way, the point here is, this guy is an asshat, and he went and tried to explain the purpose of the ass pinch prank, and he said he wanted to raise awareness for sexual assault endured by men, which makes no fucking sense.
So he did it.
Right, so he did it to... It's like, no, dude, you're backtracking, you're full of shit. Here's some emails that he sent to her, and he later claims that his email was an old email that he never used that got hacked. Here is the email. Subject, hey, message body, you're a cunt and you need to STFU. Mind your own business. Then there's another one. Message body. I warned you, and now you're making it worse for yourself, aren't you? I won't say why, but you will regret this. So that's kind of a borderline violent threat. and then later on, he tweeted, someone's spoofing my email address and sending people emails from an account I haven't used in years. Be aware.
How convenient.
What a dick.
Because usually it's like porn when they send you that kind
By the
of
way,
shit.
He's British, too. So fuck them.
Okay,
so, 1776 style.
All right, hold on. Am I
sorry,
okay,
Rob?
I like half listened to what you said because I'm trying to flirt with this one girl. But
what the fuck?
I'm being perfectly honest with you, because we're tight like that. So in his defense, I'm curious.
Do not defend him because he looks like Rachel Maddow. That is
okay. First off, not my type. You fucking stereotypical dick.
You said you like white girls. No one's whiter than Rachel Maddow.
I like femme white girls.
Okay.
But that doesn't make sense.
Don't defend him.
I get if he's trying to explain it or like kind of call people out and be like, hey, sexual harassment, whatever. And he was saying it's staged and scripted. I get that. It's kind of like a satire thing.
Yeah, but what he's doing is he's doing it to people on the street who don't know.
No, what he said it was staged and scripted.
Well, yeah, you can say that after.
No, okay. So if someone else comes up and was like, this was staged and scripted, then I'm okay with it. I didn't see the video, but I get his premise. If it was staged and scripted, I get his premise. Whether it was poorly executed or not, which it probably was, if this is bullshit, but based on his reaction with his supposedly hacked email, he's a dumbass.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to defend him, but, you know, I'm not discouraging people doing satire material as long as it's staged and scripted. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so this is not the end of this, but yeah.
Is the girl cute? What's her name? Green or something?
Her is the girl cute. Her name's Lacey Green.
Lacey Green.
L A C I Green. I'd bang her. Yeah, it's inappropriate.
Oh,
comment
dude,
there.
That jacket. That her often be hella cute though. Oh, she's not that. Oh, she looks kind of young. But that where did I get that jacket?
I have no idea.
I like her style.
You are easily distracted tonight.
She's like, dude, do you not see that jacket though? Because winter's coming and I have a tight ass jacket. I used to have a lot of jackets.
Diana lived in the Bay Area, so she had some tight ass jackets.
That's when I got all my bitches, was in the winter.
Mm-hmm. When you were under a jacket?
Would you like to borrow a jacket?
Exactly. We didn't introduce our friends.
Well, we'll get to that in a second.
Oh, we are?
Yeah. Don't worry about it. What are you? Can you please stop playing?
I'm just like, her jacket would be hella cute.
It sounds
though.
Like Charlie Brown's teacher in the background. That's all it sounds like.
I like how when you two people like get at each other, we're like, we're famous. People are like, retweet. Damn, she does have hella retweets though.
Yeah, they're both YouTube famous.
Obviously, Sam Pepper's not as famous as her because this is what I was gonna say. She's like, I think you said like, don't watch these people videos. Did you say that yet?
I didn't say that.
Oh, in the articles, like she said, don't watch these videos, don't support it.
Yeah.
Well, when you call someone out, anyone with a right mind is gonna want to hear the other person's side of the story, so they're gonna want to do their research.
Well, what she did,
she got this homeboy famous.
No, he was relatively famous before. But she took, if you watch the whole video, and I watched the whole video, I'm not going to play it on the show because it's long and there's a lot of setup and it's like all backstory until you get like 4.5 minutes into it. And it's like, no.
And you can't see her jacket. There's no point in watching.
Yeah, if you can't sew the jacket, there's no point in sewing it. But she took clips from these videos to show what he was doing, to give you an idea of what she's talking about.
But the thing is, like, you still want to see the whole thing for yourself. Like, I've done that, like, where I've heard I watch videos of people commenting on, like, the UCLA girl. When that shit went down, the racist one.
Yes.
I watched, like, David So, he did a brilliant comment video on that, right? A response video on that. And he took snippets. And I wanted to see how bad it was, so I went out on my own and watched the video. When you drop anyone's name.
Yeah.
Anyone. This is how, like, voters do their research, right? Like, they hear the advertisement. This is what they should do.
No, they don't.
They don't. But some of them don't.
They go, that person looks reasonable. I'm voting for them.
Well, like, okay. Like, example, Prop 8, right? You see all these advertisements. They're like, they're teaching kids to be gay. And
well, I'm not in favor of that.
Yeah, but then anyone with the right mind is going to be like, hey, I'm going to research on my own. So she obviously wants fans that have some type of brain, right? So they should, as someone with their own mind to think with, they should do their own research, being that they're going to click on this video and watch. He's going to get more views. Whether they're positive reviews or not, that's whatever. That's a consequence. He's still getting more views. Those views determine
short-term
if he gets commercials.
It'll be short term, though.
Whatever. That's still paper, dude. They get paid.
It is, but he was growing. I think it's good that she had the guts to stand up and not be like bullied
into not
talking.
Well, if I can fucking dress like that, I would stand up too on YouTube. That jacket was hella cute.
Okay, so I just wanted to point that out. So if anybody sends you a video from Sam Pepper, fuck it, don't watch it. Tell him he's a douche, and he looks like Rachel Maddow. Imagine if Rachel Maddow were a British douche. There you go. That's him. Speaking of Sams, I mentioned joining us is a couple of people. First is someone, and I teased this last week, someone you've heard on the show. Diana's going to die. Someone you've heard on the show. Say hello, Sam.
Hello, Sam.
You might recognize Sam from various things like this.
They act, we decide. Cool or tool.
You sound so different, man.
So
I must have been sick that day. I don't know.
You sound hella different.
Well, there's also a little bit of post-production in that, too. I didn't just take a raw cut and put it out there.
Oh, wow. He basically...
You photoshopped my voice. You
that's basically sort of, what yeah. he said. Your yeah, voice yeah. isn't sexy enough to put on a loop.
I made it sound right. I did right by you.
I appreciate that, baby.
Made it right by you. Good stuff. Sam works with me in my day job and is sitting on the podcast with his friend Alejandro.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Doing great.
And what makes you tick?
I don't know. I mean, I'm a pretty easygoing guy. I'm into all kinds of different things. Weird shit.
Definitely
this
the weird
not
shit.
A dating website.
He asked me what makes me tick.
Yeah, it's well, it's still not
weird
a dating
shit
website.
Makes me tick.
Okay, like what? Like what? Like cosplay?
I'm into that, yeah.
Necrophilia?
Not so much.
Okay.
Okay, I was like, damn, this is awkward. I'm sitting next to him. I was like, this is...
Well, you're alive. You're safe.
A lot.
Right? Only yeah. bestiality necrophilia. I would never do that with a human.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, because there's not cats there's around a, here that we can
well, they're
make.
Alive. They're alive, too.
They're okay.
Yeah.
For
the,
now.
The dead raccoon
for
out in
now.
The street is asking for it.
He's in trouble.
Yeah, right.
Again.
Thanks for sitting on the show. You wanted to come in and see what happened. And with Kareem fighting his lunch and losing, playing a little bit more prominent role than we expected.
God bless you, Kareem.
So welcome. And will you be watching Sam Pepper videos?
I'm going to be sending hate mail to him. And pictures of
answer.
The poop I just had.
You're going to call him a limey prick?
I'm not going to call him a limey prick because I like lime too much.
Bud Light lime? Limeritas?
Put it in my Coronas, baby. Corona Light.
That's terrible. Why would you know,
I drink classy, and I watch my calories.
Any beer that you have to add fruit to make it palatable is not worth drinking. I'm just saying.
I'm learning, Nate.
Okay.
I just want to tweet that chick and talk about her jacket.
Okay, y'all saw that. I showed you, right?
No,
that
for real. I'm into jackets.
Cute, right? No, dude, if you have the right jacket game, you can pull any type of girl. I'm just saying.
You should see my closet.
Okay.
So Diana sorry. Just tweeted her a picture of you and said she's interested.
Okay. So, it's like, hashtag holla.
So she brought up any guy with a jacket. Sam, you remember we were at the NorCal Idol auditions.
How could I forget Titty
Man? On Friday. There was a, I'm going to call him Gentleman. He could not audition because he, when asked for ID, could not produce any. When it was noticed he had other IDs in his wallet, he said, oh, those are different.
the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. But dude rolled up, and I spotted him right away because it's rare that you see a dude in a leather jacket with no shirt underneath.
One nip pointed directly at this poor woman's face.
He was constantly positioning himself so that his left nip was pointing out of the jacket.
That's kind of
was it like one of those really extended ones, like the valve stem nipples?
Yeah, it was cold out and it was a brisk morning. He had a nice solid valve stem going on,
and he had like collarbone.
Is that what you guys call it? That's weird.
He had like collarbone tattoos too. Yeah. So he had something going on.
At least he had a collarbone to put his tattoo.
I don't know if he shaved his chest or if he's just got that. I don't know.
Just that classy look.
Yeah,
He was quite something.
Smooth.
So I don't know about his jacket game, but he, you know, I pointed him out to some coworkers, they were not enthused.
No. Nope. Suggesting he be another coworker's future boyfriend.
Whoa.
You know.
Well, she does like danger. Somewhat.
Well, taking a but nipple to the freaking eye, that's danger.
It could be. Could be very dangerous. Diana, nipple to the eye, danger? Oh, that's right.
I was not paying attention. Is this girl cute?
This was a guy. This is a guy.
Guys have nipples,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I think,
Diana,
that's why I stopped paying attention. It's not enough nipple. I don't know. It's been a long time. I don't stop listening. I'm going to try to flirt with this girl.
I have a friend who has nipples the size of silver dollars, no joke.
The nipples?
Alejandro can
yeah. Why were you checking out his nipples?
Because we've been friends since we were 10 years old.
So
you don't.
And he refused.
His nipples
growing up,
years
this kid refused to wear a shirt.
No. Oh, okay.
Because he has silver dollar nipples. Not the areola part, the nipple
part.
No,
it's the whole thing.
It's the whole thing.
Oh, see, that doesn't count because people have a big areola.
Well, for a dude,
okay,
that's
but
not
he has
common.
A full sand dollar size, like, burn on his freaking nip. Like, partial nip, part
okay,
of his freaking chest.
Say, okay, this is
on his
why,
pec. He fell on the stove making freaking top ramen as a child. And so he rocks his scar.
So he's. Oh, I can't even. I feel like I just lost a brain cell listening to that story.
You,
the fuck?
To be fair, you wanted me to introduce them.
Sorry about that.
So,
well, because if randomly some dudes start talking, like, that would be fucked up for our listener and be like, where did they come from? Like, oh, you're just imagining that.
No, there they are. All right, well, it's been 7 long years, but it looks like Donald Trump and Rosie O'Donnell may be ready to call it quits on their feud. In a new interview with People, O'Donnell referred to the very public and very mean back and forth between the two, saying it was, quote, the most bullying I ever experienced in my life, including as a child. Trump saw the interview and tweeted out a link to it. No offense, he said in a tweet to O'Donnell that accompanied the interview link. And good luck on the new show. But remember, you started it. That's right. In 2000.
Well, because they're not grown-ass people. Right. Holy fuck, really?
The whole thing, if you forgot, it started in 2006 when O'Donnell, during her first tour as the co-host of The View, mocked Trump-owned Miss USA beauty pageant as well as its financial history, calling him, quote, a snake oil salesman. Trump returned fire, threatening to sue O'Donnell, saying he'd like to take some money out of her fat-ass pockets. He also called her an unattractive woman. O'Donnell has publicly admitted to struggling with obesity. Guess what, honey? You didn't have to admit it. We all noticed. That's not a big, dark secret. You know, like, oh, I huff glue in my spare time. No, if you're fat, we notice.
Well,
everybody
she huffed glue. She wouldn't be that fat.
Oh, fair point. When it was announced to ABC that O'Donnell would be returning as a co-host on The View, Trump called her crude, rude, obnoxious, and dumb. It seems, though, Trump is ready to put it behind him. When asked O'Donnell if she's ready to do the same, and going to update when she responds. This is from Mediaite. Yeah, so there are the tweets. So
I don't understand why rich people fight.
Sport. Just to,
like, are you really that bored?
Sometimes. I was wondering, does Donald Trump not have anything better to do?
Like, are you just so rich? Is there a point of richness where you're like, I'm so bored of buying things, I think I'm just going to pick on other people.
It doesn't cost them anything.
No. Hold on, though. She started it.
How?
She called him a snake oil salesman.
Have you seen him?
okay, that's not a, that doesn't mean he can't respond. She did start it.
Well,
he didn't go. He didn't go around.
Like she said anything like that wasn't. This is the thing. Like, I don't think it's talking shit if it's true.
Well, that's not. Well, here's the thing. What she was saying, there was a little bit of opinion mixed in there.
She had a tone.
She absolutely had a tone.
It's Donald fucking Trump.
Okay,
like he's a douche. He's a stupid douche. Come at me, Donald. Like I like fuck him. Like well, I someone needed to call him out.
I would argue.
I'm not on Team Rosie, but I'm just saying he's a fucking dumbass. I'm not on either. They're both fucking waste. They're both fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. Well,
but like
here's the thing about Trump. And he went through this phase where anybody who said anything to him that was negative, he would come back at them on Twitter. It was crazy.
Oh my, is he not in that phase anymore? I'm trying to get more followers.
No, he's not.
Damn it.
You need to at least
that
be B-level.
That would boost your career for sure, though.
Seriously, right? Because I could come up with some smart-ass shit that's just here. Like, sir, I don't. Oh, I hate rich people sometimes. Mainly because I work with them, but still, it's just.
And you're not one of them.
I'm not. Yeah, that's the frustrating thing. I just don't get it. It's like, dude, you're rich. Go eat a fucking fruit plate and make your life better.
I want to be you so badly.
But not a douchebag version of you. I don't know if it's just social media and the way things are going around, but it's like we rich people just have a bad name for this. Alina Dunham doing that bullshit with her fucking thing, which you can listen to on the Well Home podcast on Monday. But still,
it's true.
And then Donald Trump, he's the epitome of stupid.
Well, to be fair, Diana,
stupid with money.
Poor people do a lot of really terrible fucking shit all
the
time.
Well, they never have the opportunity to be exposed to it. Like,
we don't hear about it.
You can't get mad at certain people that when they're not educated. That's a little different. I don't think it's fair in some circumstances. There's a lot of common sense thing, but if no one taught him any better, that's different. But if you have billions of dollars, I'm pretty sure you should not have enough power to run the world if you're a fucking idiot.
Well, here's the thing. If dad was in real estate and you got into real estate and you have the time to... The people who are super rich, a lot of them got that way by crushing anybody who opposed them. And this is just sport to him. It's
so
like,
nice guys finish last is what you're saying.
In certain cases, yes. Not always, but
I'm officially going to be a douchebag from now on. So if you come up to me and say,
"You've said this before."
Oh, have I?
Breaking,
oh, fuck.
Breaking news. You say this every 2 weeks.
Oh, we're like just sick of being like a decent human being. I'm like, fuck. And I'm not even like a real decent human being. I'm just like, I mean, I'll like open the door for you. Like if you have hella shit in your hand and like all that, but like overall, not really, but man, this just makes me sad about society. Can we move on to the next story that doesn't involve Donald Trump and Rosie O'Donnell? Because I'm just
absolutely
sad.
I didn't think that would be that much of a thing.
Whoa, fuck, man!
So on Fox News, there's a show called The Five because there's five people.
Now we're
on
talking
it.
About fucking Fox News. There we go.
Hold on,
I'm done.
Hold on. There's five people on it, and it's on at 5 o'clock. So it's really clever. co-host Kimberly Guilfoyle recognized Major Mariam Al-Mansouri, who is the first female pilot. She's from the United Arab Emirates, and she led the UAE's effort in airstrikes in Syria because, well, we're back bombing people again. Here's how that went down, just to give you an idea of how Fox News handles it.
Hey, ISIS, you were bombed by a woman. Oh, yeah. Hell came down on ISIS in Syria because guess what? The first female pilot piloting for the UAE, there she was, leading the strikes, dropped the bombs on ISIS on Monday night. This is really incredible. Major Mariam Al-Mansouri is who did this. Remarkable, very excited. I wish it was an American pilot. I'll take a woman
this
doing this any
what?
Day to them. I hope that hurt extra bad from you because in some...
She said, I wish it were
she
an American.
She did say that. I did not make that up. Why am I the only one
that's
that...
That's a little out of control.
Oh, that's a little fucked up.
No, she's saying she's happy it was a woman. She wishes it was an American woman.
So
but she's
she wishes
happy
it could
woman.
Be better. I'll take whatever I can get, but let me be racist about that. What's her definition of American? Like, fuck her. She's
someone who's in the American military? I think you're getting excited about the wrong thing. Please hold.
Arab countries, women can't even drive. Her nickname for Jennifer Griffin, Lady Liberty. Baby.
There you go. Problem is, after she bombed it, she couldn't park it.
I can't.
Now, did you really have...
So that was the first...
No.
That was not... But that's not the bad joke. It is a bad joke.
One got worse.
Yeah, of course. That's how comedy goes. That's how comedy goes. And so that was the first guy, Greg Gutfeld. He hosts Red Eye on Fox News, which is on like overnight and people tell me is funny, but it isn't. But they continue.
I salute her.
Would that be considered boobs on the ground or no?
What kind of salute would you salute her, Greg? Would you give her a firm?
Did you just say what I thought you were up next?
Oh my God.
It's like, why do you have to ruin my thing? No, she was bombing them from the air. It's not boobs on the ground. And even if it were, idiot.
I don't know what that means. Is that a saying, Nate?
No, it's not.
It's one of those things.
It's sort of a play on boots on the ground.
Yeah. Ah! Boots on the ground.
Yeah.
That's mildly clever. I'll give them that.
No, it's not.
There's no type of clever in that. Boobs on the ground.
Boots and boobs both have B-O-O, boo. That's totally almost clever.
Almost clever.
Diana is going to dive across that table and punch you right in the throat.
I feel like I need... I can't... Okay, before I go into this, can we research a little bit on the pilot that did this? The woman, even she's a woman. Was she born here?
No, she's from the United Arab Emirates.
She is a pilot in their military.
In their military. Okay, correct. She wanted an American. So the female co-host
said, "I'm very happy a woman did this. I wish it were an American woman, but I'm still glad that it was a woman who bombed ISIS."
Okay, because the reason I was asking, because I missed that part, was because like I've had a situation where people are like, "You're not American just because I'm Asian."
No, that is not in fact it. She is from the United Arab Emirates.
Okay, so that, but isn't that, okay, so that's where, before I jump on this bitch, but then I'm going into why does it fucking matter who it is as long as it fucking happens? Then I feel like a dick being like, hey, I am glad it's a woman. Because it's cool. It is kind of dope that, you know.
There's an irony there because they hate women.
So there's a lot of that's funny. They should have done that. Well, instead of boobs on the ground.
That,
really?
Well, that was her point. She's like, "How do you like it? You got bombed by a woman, bitches." But members of the military put out an apology and an open letter, the following day, basically saying, "We apologize profusely." You can't read it there, Sam. It's not there. I read the article earlier. Don't try and read over my shoulder. What they were saying was, "We apologize because whatever they put out for an apology is going to be forced and they're not really going to mean it." So I
hate this show because this is like the third, fourth time, fifth time that we've had something from them since I've been on the show.
Well, the five?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're all dumb as fuck.
No, exactly. That's like, I hate them so much.
Look, it's a
so
show.
So much.
It's called The Five, and there's five people on it, and it's on at 5 o'clock. That's how clever it is.
But then that's how they perceive the American people, where they're like, oh, my God, I bet you that there's one person on the couch that's like, this is, they're so smart.
I challenge you to watch The Five. I bet you can't get through 10 minutes of it.
You challenge
me. I bet you can't get through 5 minutes of it.
Oh!
See, now that's right. Mildly clever.
Okay, hold on. All right. What are we betting?
Oh, no, I'm not actually going to make a bet.
No, let's do this.
Well, do you have cable?
I will find cable to make this. I know people. I got hoes in different areas. No, that's not true. But let's do this.
Dude, let's see
if we can watch The Five for 5 minutes without talking shit or just getting that, like, just like any sound or physical, like,
manifestation of displeasure.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? No. Let's make it $5.
Five.
Let's keep
done.
With the theme.
Does she have to be sober?
No.
Oh, no, well, that's
oh,
the. Oh,
oh, if she's drunk, I know I'll win.
Okay, then.
No, you can be Game as inebriated on. As you like. But you have to be honest about it because I don't think you can make it through 5 minutes of The Five.
Okay, what's the limit, though? So, like, what can I not do?
You just have to sit there and silently enjoy it.
Oh, enjoy it.
Well,
five minutes.
There's no gesturing. There's no dirty looks. There's no, that's the thing. No, like, oh, come on.
Yeah, it's 5 minutes of
no
just,
eye rolls.
Okay, first off, this is why one of the reasons why I'm single is because I eye roll without knowing I eye roll.
I'm sitting right across from you. I've been mesmerized by your eye rolls this whole time.
My friend called me out on it.
It's
today.
Not a bad thing.
No, is it not? Because everyone.
It's intriguing.
It's because people are like, "Dude, why do you do that?" I'm like, I don't know that I do that. Well, that's a good thing because you can see my eyes. So that's
it.
Well, I'll take that victory.
It's a plus.
Okay, 5 minutes. All right, I'm probably going to lose $5 next week. This
probably.
Is great.
Probably.
Because I hate them so much. I hate them so much.
Listen. I am telling you how bad they are, and I'm not even close to how bad they really are.
They're so Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
Why? This is why people who live in America don't like America. And we are a great country. We have great potential. Great. But my friend told me this. He was like, "Hey, this is a dating rule that I've gone. I live by, which is I probably shouldn't take his advice because he hasn't dated in like 20 years. But still.
Wow.
This is what he told me. He's like, if you meet someone, you're like, they have a lot of potential. You probably shouldn't date them.
Yeah, because that means you're thinking you're going to cultivate and develop them.
That's how I feel about America. Like, I still have hope.
here's the thing, though.
I feel that,
it's
girl.
Different because, and I don't know how it works with lesbians, but here's how it works with men and women. Men and women get together. Men hope that the women never change, and the women hope and expect that they're going to grow and evolve
it
the man into something else.
It depends which lesbian you talk to in the relationship. Because for me, I hope they never change.
So you're the guy.
I'm the guy. They hope I just start making millions of dollars for no unknown reason. Like, that's what they hope for.
I think the reason's pretty well known.
It's Disney's fault. It's
called, it is fucking Disney, shit. Man. Yep. Cockblock.
Yeah. All right. Well, moving on. In a newly released statement, Al Sharpton has announced that he and his organization, the National Action Network, or NAN, were, quote, engaged in immediate conversations with the White House on deliberations over a successor whom we hope will continue in the general direction of Attorney General Eric Holder. To be clear, as he told Business Insider, he's not actually picking the next candidate for Attorney General. Quote, we did not say we're in the decision-making. We are in a conversation to reach out to them and have meetings about what they want to see in a successor. Al Sharpton, amongst other things, is a TV host on MSNBC. He's not good at it.
He needs to stop talking to
you. If you go on YouTube, just search for Al Sharpton versus the teleprompter. And
I thought that was Don King all these days.
No, it's Al Sharpton. And, you know, he has points. Basically, and without saying it, I think he kind of wants the new attorney general to also be African-American, which I can understand you're coming from. But by the way, you're a TV host on MSNBC. You should have absolutely zero fucking say in who the president picks to be the next attorney general. No offense. You're a fucking TV host.
Why do we still care about that? Like, that's going to make a difference if we have a say in anything.
Is this that thing on the cigarette box? Like, what's the attorney general?
No, that's the surgeon general.
Okay.
Obviously, someone needs more lung cancer in their life.
Someone educate me, please, Nate Darling.
The attorney general is known as the nation's top cop.
Ah.
So they're into law enforcement and basically, how do you enforce the laws of the country? Do you go after recreational marijuana users, for instance? That sort of thing.
I hate people. Sometimes when I do these podcasts, I'm just like, I hate people, and society makes me sad.
But we went on both sides. We went on the liberal side, the conservative side. We hammered all of them. So although,
is Al Sharpton's
liberal? Oh, God, he's, yeah.
He's not where I want to be. Like, I don't.
Eye roll. Is that I just saw it.
Where do you want to be? You don't want to be with Al Sharpton?
I don't like him.
Okay.
At all. Like, I feel like he's too. Like,
well,
I feel like when
I
they go
either,
on the
so.
Extremes, though, they do it. Like, they bullshit their way to, like, get around. What's it? Rush Limbaugh is like a perfect example. I'm like, I really don't think he believes all the bullshit he feeds. Because I speak a lot of bullshit. I believe only 20% of it.
Right.
I love that honesty.
And like, I just want to see how much I can get away with. And people love the 80% of bullshit. They don't like the 20% that's real.
No,
they
people like extremes.
Exactly. So like, Al Sharpton is one of those. It's just like, I think you're an extreme, but you actually have enough power and influence where you can make a difference. And that terrifies me because I can't make a difference. So I'm okay with bullshitting and people believing my bullshit. But the second you have that power, I feel like you have a responsibility to stop.
Well, Al Sharpton, and we've talked about Al Sharpton on the
show. And not be dittos, right? Is that the thing?
Mega dittos.
Oh, fucking stupid.
But we've talked about Al Sharpton on the show, and I asked Kareem point blank, because Kareem's African-American. I go, why the fuck does Al Sharpton show up at everything involving African-Americans like the opportunistic whack-a-mole he is? And he's like,
oh, wow, that's really good. That is true.
And he's like, oh, but it's because Al has all this organization. And he brings all this organization. So basically,
he's a party planner.
He preys on people who don't have the organization, puts himself in the middle of situations. And if you really want to go back to some of the, and Kareem will be pissed at me for this, but yeah, whatever. He's sick, so yeah, that's what you get. and it's true, so it's not shit talking. If you want to have some interesting reading, go ahead and Google the name Tawana Brawley. And
you're going to have to spell that, I'm afraid.
Google will help you with that.
Okay.
But anyway.
You're really giving way too much credit to the general American public.
Tijuana Grueling.
Oh, Tijuana, like the no. city. No.
Okay. Then Google Al Sharpton fake rape, if that makes you feel better.
That's safer. I'll do that on the work computer.
I know how to spell all of those.
Yeah, exactly.
type rape first, though. That's the first one you want to type
that,
in.
That one doesn't sound like a disease.
No, it... There was this girl named Tawana Brawley, and the story came out that she was allegedly gang raped. And I forget all of the details of it because it was a long time ago. And it was when Al Sharpton was fat and just a reverend in Harlem.
I thought it was so
He's a Pez dispenser now. But he came out and essentially made up a bunch of stuff about it. And it turns out, I don't know the full details, but I don't believe she was actually even raped. But there was this whole thing about putting a trash bag on her and defecating on her. And it was a huge national story and outrage, and it was all bullshit. It was all bullshit. And
not understanding.
He is.
So they didn't do the research before they jumped on the bandwagon.
Yeah, he put it out there. This is what happened. And you don't go out and go, hey, this girl's lying about being raped and having people defecate on her.
I'm pretty sure this was a Law and Order SVU episode.
Probably at some point. They've taken every crime committed in the New York area and done that. But
and they made fucking gold.
Can't believe
out of
that
it.
Show.
Yeah.
I love
many,
that show.
How
Do
many
not...
seasons? Were
there? All right. Well,
I think they're on like 14 right now.
1800.
Mariska Hargitay is a goddess.
She is.
All right. It's time
Preach.
To. It's time to do this.
They act. We decide. Cool. Or
wait. Hold on. Can we get a non-edited version and like have Sam?
He won't remember it.
They act. We decide. Cool or two.
Oh, dude, that shit was hella Photoshop. That's fucked up,
sex
man.
Sex me up, dude.
All right, so to explain to you guys, this is very simple. I give you something, and you say if it was cool or if it was tool. It's sort of a yes or no thing.
He says it's simple, but it's what's fucked up about it. He says the subject, right? And sometimes the subject doesn't necessarily pertain to the story because the story was fucked up.
Okay, yeah.
So this is a fun little game.
It's like what we said earlier. He wants an extreme, and there's not always an extreme.
All right, so first up in Cooler Tool, Diana, burying the hatchet. Burying the hatchet.
Oh, with, I mean, cool if you're grown, but they didn't bury the hatchet when he was like, you started it.
Okay. Alejandro?
Tool. Tool. Way tool. You don't bury that hatchet. You keep it going at this point.
It's been 7 years, bro.
Sam?
Not long enough.
I would say they're both tools, and what would be cool is to see Diana at dinner with both Donald Trump and Betty.
Let's make that happen. Okay, Bunny Ranch and then dinner.
I'd like to see Rosie O'Donnell in her Betty Rubble outfit from the Flintstones movie.
Nice.
Jesus.
Oh my fucking God, I forgot about that.
That might be all right.
I wonder if the three of them could sit down and watch The Five for 5 minutes.
Oh shit.
Oh my Diana. God, that would be a fucking YouTube video. That shit would go viral.
Donald Trump might be able to.
But that's pretty much it.
Let's tweet that.
Burying the hatchet. Listen, I am half Scottish and mostly French Canadian on the other side. We don't forget shit.
Okay, I was gonna say this turned really racist real quick.
Yeah, we don't bury the hatchet, so no, that's tool. Up next in Cooler Tool, hack jokes. Alejandro,
hack jokes. Tool.
Sam,
I don't even know what I don't know what that one was.
Well, just pick one.
No, it's the fucking airplane, dude. Yeah. No, the five when they're making the boob on the ground.
Okay,
but hack
toolish.
Jokes in general.
That's totally toolish,
Diana.
A fucking tool, man. As being a comic, I hate hack comics. Like, if you don't call me a hack comic, fine, great, whatever. But overall, like, dude, be smarter. Like,
yeah, hack jokes. You're right. Hack jokes are tool.
You're the fucking people that do shit for publicity because
I don't
can't
care
get
who,
anything else.
I don't care who does it. It's tool. It's and finally, cool. In Cooler Tool, Al Sharpton, Sam.
Al Sharpton. He's cool for losing all that weight.
Okay.
I'm going to give him that.
Alejandro?
He's a fucking tool. The only thing cool about him is that sweet perm he's got going on for the last 30 years.
That shit has not moved.
Is that a weave?
Diana?
Could be.
Okay, they bring up very good points.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he brought up two good, solid, cool points and the tool reason is the same, I might have to say cool because of the list, the jelly bean test.
What?
So this was from Friends, like where you have like one of those scales,
uh-huh.
right? And okay. the weight scales, and then you put jelly beans for each reason.
Oh, okay.
And they only listed one reason why he's a tool, because he's a tool. The other two reasons for being cool is that he lost all that weight and his fucking hair. That shit does not
okay,
move.
If you want a reason, I can give you a reason. I mean, I thought we pretty much went over it, but the guy just needs to shut his mouth. Freaking, he makes up shit.
It's the same reason as...
He's a fucking poacher.
Yeah, but it's the same one over umbrella tool reason.
Well, and then the fact that he's been doing it for so fucking long.
To be fair, Diana, by your logic, Hitler was only, you know, kind of bad in that one area.
I have to say.
Because the only tool thing about Hitler was genocide.
If he had a little more appreciation for his art, you never know what could have happened.
It was the Jewish genocide. Other than that, he was okay. I mean, roads got built and stuff like that, so that's just one jelly bean. But he built roads and got uniforms to match, so that's two. So Hitler is cool by that definition.
Wait.
By the Friends definition.
I don't understand. Like, is that not how the world works?
He could have rocked a perm with that sweet freaking mustache.
People that is all in pornos now. Like, everyone is rocking that shit.
If he had that perm and a sweet freaking mini stash.
A little Hitler stash? Yeah. Adolf?
Yes, Hitler rocked the Hitler stash.
Yeah. so
but
I'm
he didn't. If Hitler had a perm.
I'm not understanding. I'm pretty sure overall, by logic, he's cool.
All right, well, to wrap it up, I'm going to go Tool. That's it for Tool.
Well done.
By the way, if you want to help support the show, there's one great easy way to do it. If you're shopping Amazon anyway, go to NateDarlingShow.com first. Click the Shop Amazon tab right at the top. It'll bring you to Amazon. It does not cost you anything extra. It helps support the show, and we thank you very much. We do 3 free shows a week here for you, and that's all we ask. We do not ask you for money. Never have, never will. So if you like free comedy, that's the best way to do it. And I'm not saying if you're like shop local, go ahead and shop local. But if you're going to shop Amazon anyway, go ahead and do it. And you can even, once you click that tab, you can bookmark the page that comes up. And every time you go back to that bookmark, it's the same thing. So thank you again for your support. And we do appreciate it. So this past weekend, I went to Oakland, which, you know, head down because it's Oakland. I did not see any shooting. I did not hear any gunfire. But saw a show at the Fox Theater downtown.
Did you see Sam Smith?
No, I
didn't.
Oh,
I don't give a fuck.
I saw the Gaslight Anthem.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I do like them. Never mind.
Is it Against Me? Yeah, it's Against Me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and a Swedish band called, and this is exactly how they introduce themselves. We're 2.8 from Stockholm, Sweden. So
what the fuck?
We're 2.8 from Stockholm, Sweden.
Why did you make him sound Asian?
It sounds like an 8-year-old Asian trying to be
exactly.
a gangster.
Exactly.
When you are the first band in a 3-band bill, you are going to have to just turn what few speakers you have all the way up, and you get very distorted.
Okay.
So that's all you hear. It was just sort of like a wall of sounds. Like
that's
that
was cute that they tried.
It is. This is a good show. It was funny because I was in there. I you know, checked in at the Fox Theater, and one of my friends who used to work in TV news, immediately commented, "I covered a shooting in the middle of the afternoon in broad daylight in front of the Fox Theater, but I'm sure the show's going to be great."
Words of comfort.
So
from
so
a friend.
Thanks, thanks so much, John Alston. You dick,
John Alston. He was my teacher at.
What?
Your institute.
How did that work out for you?
Well, I enjoyed his company. I don't know what I learned, but I I enjoyed his company.
He paid. You paid well for it.
Yes, I did. Like $100 a session.
But so anyway, 8 at the what is it? It's Ruby's Can't Lose Something Diner in Oakland. I should have researched this better. I think it's Ricky's Can't Lose. Can't Lose Diner. No, I Love Lucy. No, that's not it at all. That's not it at all. You know, I should have done more show prep. Rudy's Can't Fail okay. Cafe, which is right around
Close.
The corner. I know. Rudy, Ricky, starts with a Y. That wasn't bad. Food was pretty decent.
So they didn't fail.
They did not fail, and they had their own. They had a couple of their own beers, which were pretty good. But excuse me, good show. Gaslight Anthem was very good, despite the fact that Brian Fallon, the lead singer, was coming off of... he explained, he goes, oh, we had a week break, and I went back home, and I was super excited, and then I got a chest infection. And he goes, so I sound like Tom Waits.
I love Tom Waits.
So he did a whole Tom Waits impression. It was hilarious. But they altered the set list a little bit from what it had been before. So I was a little bummed about that, but the show
you got a custom show, bro.
The show was fantastic, and they actually had to cancel the pre-show meet and greet in Hollywood the next day, and they put out on social media that it was because of an illness with a member of the band. It was Brian Fallon. He has a chest cold. So
where have you traveled, young man? You have Ebola, don't you?
He went to New Jersey.
Yeah,
where they're from.
Yeah, you're gonna
that'll
get
that. Do it. It's gonna happen there.
But the Fox Theater is really cool. Like, upstairs in the balcony, they've redone the seats, and they're leather, and they're cushy as hell. Mm. They're super comfortable. So I highly recommend that. And then we went back to the hotel. We're staying in Chinatown, and that's always weird when you're staying in Chinatown and the streets have the Chinese names on them.
Oh, right. You're not sure how to... What street are we on?
We were on Broadway and 9th in Oakland.
Okay.
Which is right on the
edge.
So
Chinese.
Not far. It was.
I was going to say Ching Chang Chong and Yen.
And here's the horrible racist thing about it. Every time I see I walked out of the hotel and I saw all this Chinese writing, and I just immediately thought, Diana. And I go, that's the wrong Asian.
Are you Korean? What are you?
Yeah, I'm Korean.
You have the Psy socks. That was my.
No, oh, is that what it was?
That's the giveaway. She must be Korean. She's rocking the Psy socks.
Damn.
Gangnam style over here.
There's so many feelings I have because right now I totally crave Panda Express. Like, I'm so hungry.
Traitor.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, wow. You can see that through my shirt.
Yeah,
oh,
girl.
You totally can.
Yeah, girl.
Gangnam style. So the next morning we went out, we had, I'd check in at Waffles for brunchiness at a cafe that was populated by mostly African American customers.
But it's in Chinatown.
No. It was just the other side.
I was going to celebrate the cultural.
It was in Jack London Square. So it was actually the other side of 880.
So segregation is still alive.
Sort of. Sort of.
Even in Oakland.
Sort of in Oakland. So last week, Derek Jeter, had his last game in Yankee Stadium, and it was a big hairy deal. If you missed it,
brings up Jeter.
Here it is.
Number 2, Derek Jeter. Number 2.
Oh my God! Does that sign say House Jeter built?
Yes, it does. It does.
What a
People were way overreacting to this. For a lot of reasons. And there was a lot of masturbatory exercise over this. Even his final hit in Boston, which was a chopper off the plate, there was like, that's the way to go out. Like, he hit a chopper off the plate that didn't make it out of the infield. That's the way to make it? Okay. Whatever.
Setting the standards.
So
they forgot about the Babe.
Here is his final at bat in Yankee Stadium. Game tied, bottom of the 9th.
I hope he gets hit in the ass. Come on, pitcher. Hit him in the ass.
Meek deals. Base hits to right field. Here comes Richardson. Here's the throw from Markakis. Richardson is safe. Derek Jeter ends his final game with a walk-off single. Derek Jeter, where fantasy becomes reality.
It's the Illuminati, dude. They had this shit rigged.
It's where
the fucking Illuminati.
It's where fantasy becomes reality.
For all those playing fantasy baseball,
I've been dropping mushrooms. I just came in my pants. So I was happy. As an Angels fan, I was happy because that pretty much clinched home field advantage throughout the playoffs for the Angels. So,
silver lining.
But since the Yankees didn't make the playoffs, and that was, in fact, a completely meaningless game, and the regular season in baseball is now over, we've heard the last of Derek Jeter. So
good.
Yay,
plus,
Derek
that last pitch was served up to him.
Well, also, there was a big giant hole on the right side of the infield. He singled to right field. It was not that big.
No.
So that's
ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm so over the freaking stupid tour that he had. Freaking everybody giving him shit. That guy needs any more shit.
Well, here's you might enjoy this. They calculated it out. And he is going to owe approximately $17,000 in taxes on it.
Good.
in all the stuff he's been given.
Yeah, he has that freaking just kicking it he does. In his couch cushion.
Also, this past week, The Daily Show brought a panel of diehard Washington Redskins fans face-to-face with some of the many Native Americans that are offended that the team won't stop clinging to its racist branding. And it went about it how you'd expect. You can look it up online if you want to see it. But before the segment ever aired, the football fans complained to the Washington Post that they felt ambushed and, quote, in danger. And one even tried to go to the police. Which is odd, because Native Americans were actually the ones in danger during part of the taping that did not make it to air.
Oh, no.
Members of the comedy troupe, the 1491s, who appeared as three of the Native American representatives on the show, actually went to a Redskins tailgate with Jason Jones, where they were threatened and harassed by fans. One of the members wrote in the Missoula Independent that the group headed to FedEx Field in the morning after the panel, hoping to, quote, showcase our humanity and maybe change a mind or two. His hopes were dashed, though, when Redskins fans greeted the group with some of their famous deep respect for Native people. Here's allegedly what happened. A blonde little wisp of a girl completely freaked out on me as I waited in line for the bathroom. Is that supposed to be funny? She asked, motioning my satirical Caucasians T-shirt. And then she said,
"That's funny.
I'll fucking cut you." Actually, she didn't scare him as much as the wannabe linebacker standing behind her who looked like they actually wanted to make good on her threat. Fans also,
I think that shirt's hilarious. I would wear that.
Fans also blew cigar smoke in his face, facetiously thanked him for, quote, letting us use your name, and then yelled at the 1491s to, quote, go the fuck home. He wrote that he was actually afraid for his life at some points during the tailgate, and the footage ended up so intense that it didn't make the final cut for the Daily Show piece. Mm. But, as they pointed out on the show, they want to keep the name because it really means honor.
I might be honored if they had a Caucasian's name. I honestly would. Or like, just call it the Whiteys. I think that's even catchier.
Well, like Whitey Tidies, that's not cute. No, it's not catchy. No, it's not. Well, that's a big cock. While you go up to a girl and be like, "Hey, girl, you want to see my Whitey Tidies?" Like, that's not cute. There's nothing like. Here's the thing. Like,
things are changing, sister.
They say reverse rape. No, no. No, I know I'm out of the loop a little bit, but not that much. I mean, I can't be like, "Oh, I have hella game and I know what it takes," because obviously I don't. But like, fucking going around saying the reverse thing doesn't really work very well, in my opinion.
See, a good fan would have offered them blankets.
That was at least that was better than the boobs on the ground joke.
It would have been more clever than that. Yeah, yeah. It's unfortunate, but that's kind of how it goes. Mention this, the situation, Sorrentino from the Jersey Shore.
It's still relevant somehow.
Well,
that's how Jeter got Ebola.
Only.
Oh my God, they do kind of look alike, though. I don't know why I held it up against your face. It's like they kind of look alike.
He's only relevant because he and his brother have been charged with not properly paying taxes on almost $9 million in income. That's according to an indictment handed down last week. He popularized the phrase "gym tan laundry," which refers to the pre-party routine of the show's cast members. No, actually, it doesn't. Gym tan laundry is what you do during the day. That's not a pre-party routine.
That is a pre-party routine because you take the whole day to pre-party.
No,
but
no,
it's pre-funk. It's not pre-party. No, anyone that says party. Pre-party is stupid.
That's
it's
what
pre-funk.
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Yahoo is idiots. They don't understand.
At least they're not Gawker, because Lena Dunham. Like, every
that's gonna be my band name. Y'all, who is idiots?
By the way, if Lena Dunham were on the Jersey Shore, total grenade.
she's not. I don't. I'm not shallow.
Yes,
but she's
you are.
Not. Okay, first I have standards. That's different. She's not that. She's not the cutest one to be running around naked through her whole entire show.
Look, quit trying to fat shame her. Okay. She don't
it's
try.
It's not because she's fat. I think it's her personality don't that shines through her face.
Don't yeah. try.
Easy, Mr. Trump.
You're gonna start a little Twitter battle.
Quit trying to ugly shame her.
I'm not. Well, it's you can up it by your personality, but bitch, get a personality, then you cannot be as ugly. That's the thing. Like, not all my friends. I don't have ugly friends. They're not my cup of tea, but they all have they're good people. So like, you know, it's a variation. I don't judge people on how they look, but if you's a bitch. Use ugly. Like, that's how shit goes down. And she doesn't seem like my cup of tea of like you. Like you said, she's not very likable.
Yeah, she's no charismatic baby.
It's true.
Yeah.
Charismatic baby.
Charismatic baby.
Call
back to the show that'll be available on Monday. we do things out of order here. So, yeah, there's a chance that the situation will be in jail. Although I doubt it. He's claiming that...
Dude, he'd totally get ass raped in jail. He'd totally be a bottom. There's no way.
He might enjoy it.
I think he is gay. I think that was like a thing for a little bit.
No. I don't
Ain't
know.
No shame situation. No shame.
Whatever.
It's like rub your dong on my ashboard's abs.
Ooh. That kind of does sound sexy if I was into that.
On the ashboards.
Yeah, ashboards.
What about the ashboards? All right, it's time for a little thing we like to call Florida Corner, where we go to America's Wang for fun and interesting stories about not fun and not interesting people. A Delray Beach woman was arrested after she allegedly battered and falsely imprisoned a man. Why? He tried to leave the hotel room after complaining that she wasn't paying attention to him during sex.
Wow, what a needy bitch.
That hurts, though. Come on.
And
that
I'm talking
hurts
about the
soul.
You guys actually pay attention to that? If the girls pay attention to you? This is under the assumption that I think you're straight. Are you straight? You were kind of questionable.
That's not the first time I've heard that.
He was actually told that he makes a beautiful lesbian.
I've been told that.
I can see that, yeah. But to give you some credit, I totally
From
thought you were just
gay.
From
the back, I have a sweet hourglass shape.
Ladies, he's not lying. But is that like a thing you guys actually pay attention to that you guys get sad about? If a girl's like, you're like hitting that and you're like, you're not looking me in the eye.
Yeah. No. If you look bored while sex is going on, we're going to be irritated. Mm-hmm. I would just stop and walk away. I'd be like, fuck it. If you're not
you
into
guys
it,
would really stop if a girl looks bored.
I would represent the whole male community. I'd probably start weeping in her arms.
I would say, look, if you're bored, I can go watch TV. I have other things I can
do.
Yeah,
I could easily walk out. If I get really pissed, you might do something despicable to her and then drop the mic and walk out.
Pull like an R. Kelly and piss on her and be like, see, are you bored now? No. I didn't know guys care.
You interested in that?
Yeah.
Guys care?
Well,
yes. Oh, that's sweet.
It's part of having an ego.
I see what you look like. Yes, I can see you being a sensitive guy.
The other option of walking out would be to pull it out and put it in her ass and go, ah, you're paying attention now, aren't you?
I think that's a thing. Like that girls do willingly. Like I think
it,
that
it
might
is,
be like,
it
oh,
is,
now
it
it's
is,
actually
but if,
good.
But
like I get it.
If you surprise them with it, it'll get them.
Well, if you're
attention.
A guy who likes to put your wiener in a butthole, is that minorly gay?
No.
Is that borderline gay?
Not if it's right next to a vagina.
Okay.
All right, let's get back to this. The man told police he was having sex with her, but decided to leave because the woman was paying more attention to the television than to him. She yelled for the man to stay and kept him from making a call to the front desk. When the man went to the bathroom to change, she allegedly positioned herself so the door wouldn't open. That's according to the report. She continued to restrain the man after he exited the bathroom.
Wow.
When police questioned her, she admitted to keeping him from leaving the hotel room because she wanted him to, quote, stay and discuss their problems.
That would be me, too. That would totally be me. You're not leaving until we figure this shit out.
Oh, my God. Okay, because the duo, I was like, dude, that's like a hella girl. Not to play stereotype, because I shouldn't be doing this as like a quote-unquote sociologist feminist bullshit. Anyway, the dude, like, act like a girl, but the girl actually outgirled the dude. Because I thought I was surprised to hear that you guys actually give a shit.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was like, hey, this is kind of a need I need to do. Let's get it over with. We are on agreement on that. It's one thing if you both agree, like, this is going to be lovemaking. Because there's different stages, right? There's lovemaking, there's fucking, and there's just like, let's just get this shit over with.
Well, it's just hormone time.
And here's the other thing. It depends on the position, too. Because if you're behind,
and you can tell that she's not paying attention, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Well, if you're hitting it from the back, you can't see the eye rolls.
Right.
Oh!
That's true. You can see all the other roles, though.
Was he making fun of my eye roll?
No. Also in Florida.
And the other roles? That's fucked up, man.
Also in Florida, a Bible-thumping couple is changing the way people think about their faith with a hookup website for devout Christian swingers.
No way.
Yes.
Fantastic.
That's right.
Does that man have pink hair?
He might. Christy Parave and her husband Dean are unashamed bodybuilding Jesus lovers.
Yes!
Bringing couples together and introducing them to their wild lifestyle of swapping sex partners and Bible verses.
Wow.
When the fitness gurus got sick of finding swingers online who couldn't meet their standards, they decided to set up their own swinging network, fitnessswingers.com. They've been touring the U.S. ever since, meeting couples who want to join in and indulge in their holy promiscuity. Now, the couple first met at bodybuilding competition and simply don't care what other people say about their swinging. They firmly believe that despite their unfaithful marriages, the big guy upstairs doesn't have a care in the world, that they're defiling their sacred vows. Mm. So, yeah. Thanks, Florida.
Sounds like they've been hanging out with the situation too much.
What's that website again?
I believe it's fitnessswingers.com. I don't know. I've gone past it. Sorry.
Moving on.
I've moved on with the show. We've hit the hour mark. It's time to get to sort of the last things of the show. Where's the button I have to hit? God damn it, it's right here.
No, not that one.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small.
I don't understand why we're doing this when we have the real shit in here.
Don't talk over my voiceover, girl. Come on.
Because I want the real thing. I don't want the Photoshop version. This ain't Cosmo.
Are you complaining like if you have the actual guy there, you don't want the simulated dong made from a mold of his penis? Mm.
This is awkward. Are you making a stab at me being a lesbian and what lesbians do with fake dicks as opposed to real dicks?
No, not at all.
That does confuse me. Because
I'm just saying,
bit.
No sort of
the
stab.
The fake ones fucking got a vibrator, like fucking batteries and shit, and does more work. Anyways, that's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is just I'm curious what this sounds like real time, because I feel like he has different voices. He did this because he was more professional.
All right, we'll do it next show. We'll have Sam do it next show. Okay.
There we go.
I'm just saying we should utilize our resources while we have them.
Okay. You're drunk. All right.
I wish I was. Dear God, I wish I was. This would be
you,
so
Donald
much more
Trump, and
dude, if
Rosie
I was
O'Donnell
drunk, I probably would be like able to get laid. I have no game sober. This is not okay.
All right. This is Speak Out from Plattsburgh, New York, the Press Republican. If you're unfamiliar with Speak Out, it's people call up or write into the newspaper to complain about something that's bugging them around town. This first one is about artwork. Drove through Plattsburgh by the college. If I placed some of those artistic sculptures on my front lawn, I think I'd get a visit from the local code enforcement officer. That's it for that.
That was the punchline.
Mm-hmm. In the back of the Masonic Hall town building, there's an apartment house. In front of it is an upright plaque stating that it was the site of the Underground Railroad. This locality is never mentioned by the museum or other parties. I think this oversight should be corrected.
I agree.
I agree, too.
The burnout house on Couch Street will be 1 year old. Does anyone take charge? When will it be torn down? Overgrown grass and weeds the size of trees. Snow fence always pulled down. What about property values? By the way, Couch Street is where a lot of college students live, so property value is not so high. Hey, by the way, who's in charge of making sure the street lamps are functioning? I drive up and down Upper Cornelia and Route 3 to Military Turnpike after 1 year, and the same lamps are dark. Can't police turn in dead lamps? Bob.
Turn them in?
Like, I don't know what
cuff
they mean.
Them and bring them in. This lamp's dead.
No idea what they mean. This is about streets. Major streets into Plattsburgh restricting travel. North Catherine is half parking lot. South Catherine torn up with needed repair. Ridiculous roundabout, bike path, basically road shoulder, and I won't use much the next 6 months. All streets reduced to one lane and traffic backed up. Rethink!
Why was that one so long?
That was like 13 fragment sentences all sewn together.
That was not great. Do they not have like schools in small towns?
By the way, great. Diana, Clinton County Jail is not family friendly.
What a shame. Because I'd like to bring the whole family.
When I like to go see my baby daddy locked up, I want to bring the kids too.
The jail should work with family members of inmates with young children in cooperation with protective services.
What a suggestion. I mean, yeah, that they do have a point. I shouldn't be laughing at that. Our society is fucked up.
It sort of is.
I feel like it's so fucked up I can't be making jokes about it because I've seen Orange is the New Black. And like locked up. I know what they do in prison. Shit is not okay.
They're already providing daycare for your freaking guy that's in there.
Right.
What the hell?
Do they really? What episode of Locked Up did you see? Because I didn't see that.
It's Locked Up Abroad.
Oh.
No, I have no idea.
It's Sweden. No, seriously, that's what it is.
It was Locked Up Abroad.
Prisons.
Yeah, there's a Swede just watching the kids, and it's all good.
Did you say a Swede?
Yeah. A Swede.
Yeah.
Is that the second racist joke against Swedes? This
it's not
podcast?
Racist if it's they not, do everything they better than us. That's like not racist.
Calling someone a Swede is like calling you an American. That's just what they're called.
No, that's an insult. No.
Whoa,
Swede,
whoa.
that's racist.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Now, calling someone a Swede is just being like props, like congratulations.
Right. I'm going to tell my grandpa and grandma.
By the way, we
have... Oh, you lucky bastard. Except for you're here now. Why the fuck? You downgraded. That was a bad move. You can tell them that. Why did you downgrade to the United States?
Hey, I have four kids and I attend CCC. For months, I was planning to attend the free concert on September 20th at my school. An inflated castle for kids all day was perfect for us. How could they cancel it?
No, but real talk, though. They had an inflated castle?
They had an inflated castle. Yeah,
that's dope. I'm jealous. Is it weird if I want for one for my next birthday party?
No.
If you bring one in, and it's just a whole bunch of, like, 20, 30-year-olds. Like, take your shoes off, guys.
You're going to have a bunch of women in a bouncy castle? You're enforcing the...
You're enforcing
the no bra rule, right?
Oh, dude, I am hella smart.
Yeah, you are. You just
don't
know it.
Next birthday party. This is what I want for my birthday party.
a bunch of chicks without bras and a bouncy castle.
Yes.
You and I want the same fucking thing for our next birthdays.
I was thinking Christian bodybuilders and a freaking swinger party in a jump house.
That works.
That's
too.
Too many things.
That's just
a mess.
I just want to go to the bunny ranch.
No, we'll try and work on that. I believe Kareem promised. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because if you keep shopping through the Nate, that's where the money's going.
That's it. We're sending Diana to the bunny ranch just to hang out at the bar and
Y'all
drink with Air
that
Force
is,
Amy.
Right? Yes. You are not. I don't know why I thought you were gay then.
He just watches for the outfits. That's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Alejandro and Sam for joining us. Kareem, feel better. Christiana, sort out your stuff and all that jazz. New show on Friday. Till then, it's the Rolling Stones with one of their lesser known and less popular songs. It's Hang Fire on the Nate Darling Show. Bye-bye.